My name is A. Igoni Barrett. I'm a Nigerian writer who was in Civitella in August to September 2018. I'm going to read from my short story collection entitled Love is Power or something like that. And the story I'll read is a story titled Godspeed and Perpetua. On the day she turned 7 months, 3 weeks and 6 days old, the Anabraba child contracted an infection that by nightfall had turned her head the size of a watermelon. Her mother, unable to handle the thought of losing a piece of her soul to the dustbin of Alton's flesh, abandoned the fever-racked infant with the father and fled to the citadel of fire and miracles, a nearby church. The father was a 35-year-old career civil servant and a first-time parent. He was not equipped, by training or experience, for the undertaking. When the mother returned to the house, after 3 days of fast and prayer, she found the child alive. A lifetime of change had taken place in the time she was away. Now it was only the sound of her husband's voice that had power to calm the baby's cries, to lull her to sleep. She ate with no trouble when it was her father's hand that fed her. She goggled with delight when it was her father's hand that bathed her. The father had in the past shown no interest in these motherly duties, but now he volunteered for them. He even altered his work schedule to allow for them. His wife saw through the excuse of affection that he gave as his reason. He was the one who had stayed behind. He believed he had saved the child, and so his plan, she was sure, was to take over the role of caregiver and keep for himself all of their daughter's love. Godspeed Anabraba, in the ignorance of childhood, had made a pledge to himself never to fail at anything. His father, a tall, handsome man who was renowned as a singer and dancer, was a fisherman whose offspring were strewn across the ports of the Niger Delta, so Godspeed had to fend for himself from a young age. His mother, who remained unmarried after the mishap of an expected pregnancy, did her best to ensure he attended primary school, but he had to put himself through secondary school by the work of his hands. Godspeed was a bright, dedicated student, and by the end of his secondary education, he had secured a scholarship from the British colonial government to attend university in the mother country. On his return 7 years later to become a central member of his young country's ruling bureaucracy, Godspeed, after erecting a mansion in his late mother's village, decided to take a wife. He set about this task in a detached, punctilious manner. He considered only the prettiest and most accomplished maidens from the best families. As expected of a man who viewed failure as a sign of bad character, he succeeded in his search. There was no exaggeration when the bulletin board of the oldest church in the village carried the notice: "We publish the banns of marriage between Godspeed and Anabraba, senior civil servant and pride of our community, and Perpetua Young Harry, graduate of the Maryland School of Catering and second daughter of Chief S.K. Young Harry, both of this parish. If any of you know cause or just impediment why these persons should not be joined together, ye are to declare it." Even the defeated suitors of the bride-to-be, astonished by this announcement, agreed it was a match that for convenience couldn't be faltered.